you're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. Frigidaire presents Hollywood Star Time, direct from Hollywood. Tonight, the radio production of Mad About Music, starring Anne Blythe and our regular Saturday evening host, Herbert Marshall.
Good evening. Tonight's story, Mad About Music, is one of the most likable and heartwarming ever to come out of Hollywood. Beneath its charm and effervescence and music, there is a rich vein of sound emotion and importance. In the role of Gloria Harkinson tonight, you will hear that extremely talented young star, Miss Anne Blythe, well remembered for her brilliant work in Mildred Pierce. I myself will assume my original role in Mad About Music, answering for the next 25 minutes to the name of Richard Todd. For the moment, here's Wendell Niles for Frigidaire.
You're twice as sure with two great names, Frigidaire and General Motors. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. And it is this association of experience with experience, of skill with skill, that makes Frigidaire America's favorite refrigerator. Remember this when you choose your new refrigerator. Remember that millions of Frigidaires in millions of American kitchens have established Frigidaire's reputation for complete dependability, for lasting satisfaction. Yes, you're twice as sure with two great names. For Frigidaire is made only by General Motors. No other company can make a Frigidaire. Now, Mad About Music, starring Anne Blythe and Herbert Marshall.
I suppose you might, in a moment of melodrama, call this story the strange or the unique case of Gloria Harkinson. It is neither strange nor unique, but intensely human. It is simply the fairly familiar story of the loneliness which afflicts young people deprived of their parents. I, Richard Todd, composer and pianist, was about to take the Continental Express for Switzerland when the following events took place, leading to my meeting with Gloria Harkinson, age 14. Class was being dismissed in Miss Annette's private school for girls at Brauselhaus, Switzerland. And things soon to involve me began to happen at once.
La leçon est finie, mes enfants. C'est fini. Class is dismissed, children. One moment, please. Gloria Harkinson?
Yes, Miss Annette.
If you will come to my office, you may pick up another gift from your father in Africa.
Oh, really? What is it this time?
An elephant tusk.
Oh, yes. My father wrote me weeks ago he was going to send me a magnificent elephant tusk. Really magnificent.
Oh. What's your hurry, Gloria? Don't you want to walk with me?
Oh, no. It's just that I'm always so excited when Father sends me exciting gifts like that.
An elephant tusk. What would your father want to send you that for?
Oh, I don't know. For the same reason he sends me all those interesting trophies. Tiger skins, my Zulu battle axe, African war drums, and...
Maybe he gets them wholesale.
Why, Felice, whatever can you mean by that?
Oh, nothing. Only I also take notice that the handwriting in his letters to you looks a lot like your own handwriting. A lot.
Well, you know what they say. Like father, like daughter.
Huh.
Felice, don't you believe anything?
Well, I certainly don't believe everything. And I don't believe your father is the great hunter and explorer you say he is.
You don't?
In fact, I don't believe you have a father.
Felice, what an awful thing to say.
Because if you really had a father, why doesn't he visit you here in Brusselhouse once a year at least, the way everyone else's father does?
Well? Well, if you want to know, my father is coming to Brusselhouse.
When? After you've graduated?
Tomorrow.
Oh, really? On what train, Gloria?
The Continental Express. Yes.
How nice.
Yes, isn't it? But he's only staying in town an hour.
Oh, that's all right. We'll all be at the station to wave to him. All the girls.
Oh.
Do you mind, Gloria?
Oh, no. No, I don't mind. Why should I mind?
The Continental Express, hmm? We'll all be watching from behind the wire fence, Gloria.
And that's how it came about as I stepped off the Continental Express that fine morning. An eager young girl hurled herself into my arms, thrusting a huge bouquet of flowers at me and exclaiming, rather feverishly, I thought,
"Welcome, welcome.
What?
Welcome to Brussels.
What's all this?
Oh, just welcome, that's all. It's an old Swiss custom.
Who is it?
We welcome the most distinguished visitor on the train.
Well, I'm sure I'm very flattered.
And I have a carriage waiting for you to take you wherever you're going.
A carriage? How nice.
Yes, isn't it?
All right, young lady. My hostess, the Grand Hotel. I hadn't heard of this pleasant custom you have of welcoming the most distinguished-looking stranger to town.
Oh, it's an old Swiss custom.
Yes, so you told me on the railroad platform.
Gloria! Hi, Gloria!
Hello, Gloria, dear.
Who are those girls?
Oh, wave to them. They're from my school. Please wave to them.
Hello.
Thank you.
Not at all.
They want to welcome you, too.
Oh, that's nice.
You're English, aren't you?
Yes.
Well, that's nice.
Well, we like it. What's your name?
Gloria Harkinson.
I'm Richard Todd.
I'm pleased to meet you, Mr. Todd. How long are you staying?
5 days. Why?
5 days? Oh, that's awful.
I beg your pardon?
Well, I thought maybe you'd like to go to Lucerne. Oh, Lucerne is very nice, and it's only 20 miles away.
Do you always welcome people to Brussels House by telling them how nice it is in Lucerne?
Well, it's rather quiet around here. It's dull, in fact.
Good, I like it that way.
What?
I came to work. I'm a composer.
A composer?
Well, don't look so distressed. It isn't contagious.
Oh, no. I like music. I'm mad about music, but I thought you might be an explorer or something.
Well, I'm not. This appears to be the Grand Hotel. Well, Miss Harkinson, thank you, and goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Todd. And if it gets unbearably dull within the next couple of hours, why don't you try running over to Lucerne for a few days? Right away, huh? Good day, Miss Annette. You sent for me?
Yes, Gloria. I've heard about your father's arrival in town this morning.
My father? Oh, yes, my father.
Yes. I'm so happy for you, my dear. And as head of the school here, I felt it my place to invite your father to a school luncheon in his honor tomorrow.
Oh, no, Miss Annette, please, that would be so...
Well, it's all arranged, my dear. And here is the note of invitation I'm about to send him.
Miss Annette...
I've said this. My dear Mr. Harkinson...
His name is Todd.
What?
Todd, Richard Todd. I mean, he's traveling under an assumed name. He's so famous, you know.
Oh, well, then I shall address it to Mr. Richard Todd, of course.
Yes.
My dear Mr. Todd, then, we, the faculty and student body of the Annette Fusineau School for Girls, of which your daughter Gloria is a valued pupil...
Oh, dear.
Request the honor of your presence...
Honor of your presence at a luncheon to be held tomorrow in the school commissary. Your daughter Gloria will call for you at precisely 12 and escort you to the school... Well, it'll be our pleasure to... Great Scott, what does this letter mean? My daughter Gloria, this is absurd, this is fantastic. There must be some... Come in.
Hello, Mr. Todd.
Well, hello. Come in, young lady, come in.
It is precisely 12 o'clock.
You mean you're this? In this letter, I mean?
Uh-huh.
You told them you were my daughter.
Oh, I had to do it, Mr. Todd. I had to. All the girls had heard all about you, and they were watching at the station and all along the road to the hotel. I just had to pretend you were my father.
Why, may I ask?
Because I don't have any father.
Oh, I'm sorry. But you see,
And I'm not allowed to talk about my mother.
Not allowed? Why not?
I can't say I'm not allowed, but I had to have someone I could talk about and be proud of, so I made you up.
Oh, I suppose I should be grateful to you for my life, then.
Please, Mr. Todd, after this is all over, you can go away.
Not until I've straightened this out.
Oh, you won't tell on me, or I'd be disgraced.
I'll be sorry about that, of course.
Oh, you've got to help me, Mr. Todd. I'm an American, and you're English, and England is the mother country, and...
Well, that doesn't mean I have to be your father. Now, you tape it to the school at once. This must be corrected.
Now, Mr. Todd, Gloria, I want you both to sit right up here on the platform in front of the class. Mr. Todd.
Thank you.
Gloria.
Thank you, Miss Annette.
Now, class, girls, young ladies, I now wish to present Gloria's father, the famous hunter and explorer, Mr.
Excuse me, please.
Yes?
Before you go any further.
Please.
There is something you ought to know.
Please, please.
When you all do me this honor, you rather embarrass me.
Hush, Gloria, don't cry. We all know how happy you are to see your father, but hush, dear. Shh.
You see, I do not merit this honor you conferred upon me. But then I realize that you are really paying honor to... Well, to my daughter.
Oh, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Oh...
After luncheon, I told some very tall stories to the spellbound young ladies concerning my harrowing adventures in the jungle. Later on, my newfound daughter took my hand. With eyes glowing, she led me to the piano.
I never told you girls, did I? But my father is a wonderful pianist. You'll play something for us, won't you, Father?
I'll play if you'll sing, Gloria.
Well, do you know Mighty Like a Rose?
Do I know Mighty Like a Rose, my dear daughter? Do I know Mighty Like a Rose? Ready, Gloria?
Ready, Father.
Sweetest little flower, everybody knows. Don't know what to call him, but he's mighty like a rose. Looking at his mommy with eyes so shiny blue, make you think that M is coming close to you. When he's there asleep in his little place, think I see the looking through the lace. When the dark is falling, when the shadows creep, then they come on tiptoe to kiss him in his sleep. Sweetest little fellow, everybody knows, don't know what to call him, but he's mighty like a rose. Looking at his mommy with eyes so shiny blue, make you think that him is coming.
Hollywood Star Time continues with Ann Blythe and Herbert Marshall in Mad About Music. Ann Blythe may now be seen with Sonny Tufts in Mark Hellinger's production, Swell Guy. Now, Act Two of Mad About Music.
Later, Gloria, my suddenly acquired daughter, took me to show me her room and the hunting trophies I was supposed to have sent her. I began to be much impressed with myself. Gloria had done a fine job, making me up for the benefit of her schoolmates. A fine job indeed. And I'm supposed to have sent you all this truck?
Every bit of it.
I suppose I shot that tiger there.
Shot him dead?
Mm-hmm. What about that elephant tooth?
Tusk.
Tusk.
Darkest Africa.
I'm quite a chap.
Yes, you are.
Now, tell me, where do you really get these curious curios?
Well, they're sent from America. I write my mother to send them to me, and she does.
Yes, that reminds me. You know, this could be awkward for me. I arrived yesterday morning in Switzerland, a bachelor. Today, I have a 14-year-old daughter, and somewhere, a wife.
Oh, please, please don't ask me about my mother.
What is this mystery about your mother, Gloria?
I can't tell you. Well, I can show you her picture, I guess. This is my father's picture.
Oh.
He was a Navy flyer before the war. He was killed in a crash.
Sorry, Gloria.
And this is Mother.
I see. She's very beautiful.
Thank you.
Looks a lot like you.
Thanks.
She also looks very much like that... what's that American motion picture actress's name? Gwen Ellen Taylor.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I don't think there's the slightest resemblance.
Don't you?
Oh, not the least. None whatever. Oh, no.
Well, I can refresh my memory concerning Miss Taylor when I'm in Paris. She'll be staying at the same hotel I go to, I understand, the Ritz.
Is Gwen Ellen Taylor in Paris?
According to the morning papers, yes.
Oh, well, you're going to Paris, too.
Yes, why?
I'll miss you.
So soon?
I've missed having a father for years, and all the girls here talk and brag about their fathers, and I wanted one, too.
You're very lonely, aren't you?
Oh, I'll miss you.
Yes, you said so.
May I see you off at the train?
And how would it look if you didn't kiss your daddy goodbye at the train, my dear girl?
I said goodbye to Daddy, Mr. Todd, that is, and then I got on the train in a different car. I was going to Paris, too. Gwen Ellen Taylor was in Paris, and I had to see her. I had to. I had a right to her. I belonged to her, and she belonged to me. After all, she was my mother. In Paris, I called at the Ritz. Instead, they connected me with her manager, Bumpy Rhodes. He asked me to come up. He wanted to have a serious talk with me. He said...
You see how it is, Gloria. Your mother thinks very much of you. She loves you a lot.
But...
She just fought her way up to stardom. If it became known now that she had a 14-year-old daughter...
But couldn't I just see her for a minute?
She loves you. If she took you in her arms once, she'd never let you go again.
That wouldn't be good, would it?
That would be very bad for her, Gloria.
I see.
When she's more firmly established as a star, then she can come for you, Gloria. I hope you understand.
I understand. Goodbye, Mr. Rhodes. Goodbye.
Yes, come here. Door's unlocked.
Hello, Mr. Todd.
Gloria. Oh, Gloria, what are you doing in Paris and here at the Ritz, too?
I was visiting my mother.
Here, sit down near me on this piano bench. So your mother is in Paris, too. Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't want to embarrass you again somehow. Oh, what were you playing when I came in?
Oh, you must know this. Thank you. Gloria. Oh, now tell me, child, tell me what's wrong.
Oh, I can't tell you.
But I'm your father. You picked me out yourself.
Oh, I'm all right, really.
Does your mother know about this? Did you see her?
Oh, yes, I saw her.
Oh, aren't you happy to see her?
Oh, yes, and she was so happy to see me again. First she hugged me until she almost hugged the breath out of me.
Good, go on.
Then she stood back and looked at me. Just looked at me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she cried, and I cried because we were both so happy to see each other again. And then we both laughed, and everybody stared because she was so beautiful.
Everybody?
Oh, that is, all the newspaper reporters and photographers.
Yes, Gloria?
Oh, I didn't tell you. There was a big, important wedding going on with the reporters and so forth.
I see. And now suppose you tell your father what really happened.
Just what I told you. You know, I'd like very much to go to a show tonight.
Very well. Name the show.
There's a new American movie opening at the Tricolor.
Oh, yes, that Gwen Ellen Taylor picture, I think.
Oh, is that it? I wasn't sure. Oh, I'd love to see it, wouldn't you?
Come in. Hello, operator.
Hello, Gwen. Aren't you ready yet?
Hello, Bumpy. Sit down a minute, will you?
But everybody's waiting already at the theater, Gwen.
I'm sorry, but I'm trying to put a call through to Switzerland. Operator.
Switzerland?
I want to speak to Gloria.
Hang up, Gwen.
What?
You won't speak to Gloria in Switzerland, kid.
Well, she's at school there.
She's right here in Paris.
Gloria in Paris? How do you know that?
I saw her this afternoon.
Where is she?
I sent her back to school.
You what?
Gwen, she wouldn't have been in this room 5 minutes before. All Paris would have known you have a 14-year-old daughter.
And what of it?
What of it? Gwen, I brought you along carefully.
The main reason I crossed the Atlantic was to see my girl.
You don't have to present her to the press, do you?
I'll go to the premiere of the Tricolor with you, Bumpy, but I warn you. You better find my girl and bring her back to me before we leave Paris.
Sure, Gwen. Let's cross that there bridge when we come to it, huh? Come on, boys. Let her through. Let her pass, fellas.
Smile for the camera, Miss Taylor.
Get it later.
Miss Taylor, is it true that you bought a Mediterranean villa?
No, please.
Let her through.
Mademoiselle Taylor, how do you like Paris?
Ask her later, Frenchie. Ask her later. Come on.
Wait a minute. I'll answer that question.
Yes,
sir. How do I like Paris? I love Paris. And I'll tell you why. I love Paris because I have a 14-year-old daughter here.
Gwen, holy Nelly, now you've done it. Now look, wait, fellas. It's only a teeny-weeny baby, this big.
She's 14, isn't she?
Months. 14 months.
Oh, yeah?
Two of the months being February, having only 28 days each, kindly remember.
She's 14 years old, going on 15, and every year without her has been a year without spring or summer.
Oh, Mother.
Gloria.
Oh, Mother, I heard that.
Oh, Gloria. Oh, my girl, my little baby.
Oh, I'm dead.
How did you get here, darling?
He brought me.
Who?
I brought her.
Who are you?
I'm her father.
Father? Darling.
Wait, fellas.
Darling, what is it?
Wait, you don't understand.
Do you, Bumpy?
No.
Now, look, Miss Taylor. Gloria is your daughter, isn't she?
She certainly is.
Established. Now, you. Are you her husband?
No, I'm not.
Well, are you his wife, Miss Taylor?
Definitely not.
Gloria, little girl, who is he then?
He's my daddy.
No!
You on your daughter's graduation today?
She's your daughter, too, isn't she?
May I keep her, Gwen?
Hush. Gloria's singing.
May I keep her?
Shh. Yes.
He's coming close to you.
As I was saying while Gloria was singing, Gwen.
Yes, Richard. Of course you may keep her.
Thank you, Anne Blythe and Herbert Marshall, for your sensitive work in Mad About Music. In a moment, our Frigidaire host, Herbert Marshall, will tell you about next week's play. Hollywood Star Time with Herbert Marshall as your host is produced under the direction of Robert L. Redd and is written by Milton Geiger with a musical score composed by David Bataulf and conducted by Lionel Newman. Mad About Music was presented through the courtesy of Universal International Studios, now releasing Nunnally Johnson's The Dark Mirror, starring Olivia de Havilland and Lou Ayres. Hollywood Star Time is presented each week with the best wishes of your Frigidaire dealer, who invite you to come in and learn about the famous line of Frigidaire home appliances, electric refrigerators, electric ranges, electric hot water heaters, home freezers, and a wide variety of refrigeration and air conditioning equipment for homes, farms, stores, offices, and factories. Now, here again is your Frigidaire host, Herbert Marshall.
Next week, Frigidaire is happy to bring you that most smiling of smiling Irishmen, that fine actor without whom that famous tree could not have grown nearly so well in Brooklyn. We mean, of course, the ever-popular James Dunn. With him will be one of your favorite character actors, Sam Levine, fresh from dealing roughly with crime in The Killers. They'll be here to act in Damon Runyon's great story, The Three Wise Guys. And you might as well all come prepared for one of the most agreeable evenings you've ever enjoyed in radio.
Remember, next Saturday night at this time, Jimmy Dunn and Sam Levine in Damon Runyon's The Three Wise Guys. And your regular Frigidaire host,
as ever, Herbert Marshall. Good night, and many, many happy returns for you to Hollywood Star Time.
This is Wendell Niles speaking for Frigidaire, made only by General Motors. Stay tuned for Mayor of the Town, which follows immediately. CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.